Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. This is Statewide Moving. Can you get our account manager, please?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Let me pull up the account. Can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Michael Ravella.
Thank you so much for that, Michael. Well, actually, this is Stephanie, your account manager. How can I help you today, Michael?
Yeah, listen, we just had, well, this is Tom. I'm calling for Michael. Michael
Okay. Hide
himself because we just had a customer call us up and point out to us errors on our website. I mean, a customer calling us and telling what's going on. And we went on the website, and, I mean, it's like really some stupid stuff.
I apologize to hear about that. And just to confirm, you're referring to the website statewidemovingco.net, right?
May I give you an example? You go under our expertise, service areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got the wrong states, and they're all misspelled. I mean, how does something like that happen?
All right, let me go ahead and pull up the website so that I'd be able to further check on it and make sure this gets corrected right away.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get corrected, but this is the most daring. I mean, we have a guy calls us up and he says, yeah, I see you moved to Minnesota. Well, we don't move to Minnesota. He goes, what are you talking about? You advertise you moved to Minnesota. I said, no, we don't. And sure enough, we go on the website, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, which they spelled wrong, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Louisiana, which they spelled wrong. I mean, that's absurd.
I apologize to hear about that. Actually, looking at the website right now, and under areas, I do see the state that you cover, or I do see the service areas.
Go under areas. You got to go under about. And then you scroll down under about and go to our expertise on the bottom, and it shows service areas with all these wrong states. I'm looking right at it.
Got it. Let me see our expertise.
Service areas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine where somebody came up with that. And then not even know how to spell? That's embarrassing.
I apologize to hear about that. Now, I'll definitely make sure this gets updated. I will be about making this changed right now as we speak. Let me just check if we have the website team available right now.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that has to go over, but that's one area. That's one thing. And every time it says, and all of the East Coast of the USA, should say Maine to Florida. But, you know, there's like, we found about 10 different things wrong and they need to be fixed. So.
All right. So let us go over the changes for, all right. So how about this instead, Tom? Let's go over what needs to be corrected. And then I will actually communicate with our website team to see if we can possibly have it all corrected within the day. And as soon as that is done, I'll get back to you for you to be able to review the website and see if all will be good and or if
you want me to tell you some of the mistakes they got to work on?
I'm sorry?
You want me to tell you a list of things we found?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Well, first one is just our expertise service areas.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to term regarding the service areas, and I apologize. Yes, I do see Minnesota as being spelled wrong. And to confirm, Minnesota is not included in your service areas, right?
No. Minnesota is not. Iowa is not. Missouri, that's spelled wrong, is not. Arkansas is not. Dallas, Texas is not. Houston, Texas is not. And Louisiana, which is spelled wrong, is not.
Okay.
I don't know where they come up with
stuff. About that. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, if you can provide me with the list of service areas that you would like to be featured in, expertise or service areas, or do you want the ones listed under the areas that is on the areas drop down to be the same one here?
Yeah, the drop down, you can match that, and you can say, we proudly serve customers throughout New Jersey and the tri-state area, which is New York and Pennsylvania.
All right. And then to where it says, and I'm sorry if I have to repeat, I just want to confirm if I got it right. So where it says, and all of the East Coast of U of A, we'll be updating that to all of the, all of New Jersey. I'm sorry.
No. See where it says service areas?
Mm-hmm.
We proudly serve customers throughout New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. No comma. We proudly serve customers throughout New Jersey and the tri-state area, T-R-I-state area. Then you can incorporate all those things that are in the drop-down in the areas. And instead of Minnesota, you're going to have Hamilton, you know, and instead of Iowa.
Right.
Right? And then on the bottom where it says, and all of the East Coast of the USA, you could put comma from Maine to Florida.
From Maine to Florida, right?
M-A-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be replacing this one with from Maine to Florida. I'm sorry, let me just make sure I got it noted here. All right, so I have that noted, and yes, anything else that needs to be corrected?
Go into areas, right?
Yeah.
Where you have all those drop-downs?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the towns are in capital letters, some of them are in lowercase letters. Make them all, that looks stupid like that.
Got it. So we'll have all of these in a capitalized letter.
Terrific. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. If you go into about and go to our story.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You read, it says reliable moving service throughout New Jersey and nationwide. Anywhere where it says nationwide is incorrect. We don't serve nationwide. We've told these people 20 times the East Coast of the United States, from Maine to Florida. So they can keep reliable moving services throughout New Jersey, comma, the tri-state area. I don't know how you want to write that, but just this nationwide thing.
Right. So anything that says nationwide, we'll be replacing it with throughout New Jersey and the tri-state area.
Yeah, New Jersey, the tri-state area, and the East Coast, the United States from Maine to Florida, something like that. Mm-hmm. But we don't do nationwide.
All right. Area and the East Coast. From Maine to Florida. All right, got that one.
Okay, and you'll see that a lot of places. On the homepage, there's a reference to be, nationwide again.
So technically, it's not just on the About and then Our Story. We'll be updating the website as a whole to where it says nationwide.
Correct.
Okay.
Just a very small change, grammatical. Mm-hmm. You go to the homepage, go down to where it says professional moving company in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, just read the sentence. Statewide Moving and Storage provides expert residential moving, commercial relocations, and you see there's a comma in piano,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a space between the comma and the P.
Oh, wow. I apologize about all of these. But, yeah. Yes, I'll make sure these get corrected.
And, again, you see nationwide, that needs to
yeah.
be changed.
Yeah, so we'll be updating the nationwide to the one that we discussed already. So, yes, we'll do that.
And then one last thing with our, mm-hmm. I guess, the storage. What is it, services? Is, go to services, storage solutions.
I'm sorry, let me just, services.
Services, storage solution.
Storage solution. All right. I'm on that page now.
See that photograph?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. We didn't give anybody that. We have already sent photographs of storage. So Michael's suggestion is, why don't you guys go online and find an adequate photograph? Because they keep claiming they don't like our photographs. Find some kind of a photograph of a nondescript storage facility or something and put it there. Mm-hmm. And replace that, because that thing, I don't know what that is.
Got it. So, and let's see here. But I do see photos on the client dashboard. And let's see. Let me just check really quick. Are you maybe able to get to the client dashboard and see which photos that we already have you wanted to use for the storage facility instead? Or if there's anything that you'd like to use that was taken for the business?
I don't even know where that is.
Okay. So we can just probably get a different photo.
Yeah. Go online. There's got to be a millionaire. Find something that's nondescript with nobody's name on it and mm-hmm. let us.
All right. Definitely. I'll have our team update this.
Also, if you go to About, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see the photograph that shows up on with our story?
Let me just get to it. About.
Yeah. Scroll down. See that photograph of that bed?
Yeah.
It kind of makes no sense, that picture. What is that?
Got it. So we'll be updating this one, too?
Yeah. What would that have to do with our story? You know, it's not appropriate at all. Show a bedroom.
Right, definitely. So under About and Our Story.
Something more appropriate about, you know, something. If you need some ideas, Michael will send something. But see if they can come up with something that makes more sense than showing a bed. It's a nice color picture, but what does it relate to?
Right, definitely. I'll make sure this gets updated as well to where it's going to be related or closely related to the services offered.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Tom. And, I'm sorry. I was actually about to send an email as well. Wanted to follow up regarding the one that you mentioned on one of your emails wherein you would like to check on some leads from the Google Guarantee or the Google Verified campaign. So we wanted to see if you may have any information. Go ahead.
Now, here's our question for you. We in our experience, we do not really like the Google Apps messages.
Mm-hmm.
They primarily come in from lazy people that just are sitting at work or whatever, and they're just typing stuff and they're doing stuff. We get very little response from them, practically no business at all, and they're expensive. So at one point, we talked to whoever in Splash, and we said, we don't really like these app things. Is there something you can do? And they said, well, if you stop them, it's going to affect the Google Verified calls, because of Google's algorithms. Is that true? Or can we stop these app messages altogether and everything will still be okay? But if we stop them, is that going to affect the Google Verify calls? So we need somebody to do some research on that and give us a legitimate answer.
All right. Now, regarding these messages, I want to confirm, you mentioned Google app messages. Are these the messages that you received every time you receive or every time you got a lead?
No. There's two kinds of leads that you get from Google. You get Google Verified call, and you get a Google Verified app message comes on the email. The app messages are pretty well useless, but they're expensive. And somebody in Splash told us that if we stop doing them, it's going to affect the rate of calls we get. And that's why we kept it. Is that true? We need somebody to do some research and give us a legitimate answer on that.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to go ahead and verify this out first. And then as soon as I get, as soon as I get much details about this, I'll definitely get back to you in regards to that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's the question. Should we keep Google app messages or not? And if we stop them, does it affect the algorithm that Google uses that you get Google Verified calls from? Or do you have to have both with Google? See, Google's a weird company to deal with.
Right. And yes, I'll definitely further check regarding that for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. And let's see. Let me just check if there's anything else. Maybe you just want to make sure we got everything covered. All right. But yeah, I guess that should all be it. And let me just check here. So once again, I'll definitely get back with you as well in regards to these changes on the website. I'll see. I'll do my best to see if we can get these all updated within the day and then get back to you.
And then you should talk to who's ever doing that. Whoever's managing that website like that, how could they possibly put stuff on there that's spelled wrong? I mean, states? And where did they come up with that? That's crazy.
We totally apologize about that, though.
It's not your fault. But somebody should address that because somebody's not doing their job.
Definitely. I'll definitely make sure that I get that noted as well. Thank you so much.
Terrific.
For raising that.
All right. Thanks a lot, and have a nice weekend.
You too, Tom. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.